Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to plow through the week's new release schedule and cherry-pick some albums we think are worth your lunch money, and some songs that at the very minimum seem well worth throwing 99 cents at. Let's get started. We'll start with a guy who's more recognizable as someone you read about on blogs than somebody whose music you've actually heard. Andrew Bird has a fanatical following. He's everybody's favorite violin-picking, glockenspiel-wielding singer-songwriter that loves to whistle. And the hype's warranted. Armchair Apocrypha, his new one, is stunning and makes a case for Bird as one of the most underrated songwriters out there, even for all the press he gets. There's songs here that are short and sweet, others sprawling, but all of them find Bird wearing his heart on his sleeve and singing from his gut. There's some overwrought stuff here for sure, but there's also no shortage of understated beauty and grace. Try this one, Emetosis, a tune that's equal parts Police, Paul Simon, and Elvis Costello.
We were all basically alone, and despite what all the studies had shown, that this mistaken for closeness was just a case for mitosis. One dysfunctional mercy while others are painfully shy.
That's Andrew Bird. Last of the Breed is a new 2-CD collaboration by what really is the last of the breed. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Ray Price together. Willie's made duet records already with both country legends, but this one finds all three sharing the spotlight, bringing it decidedly old school. There's nothing newfangled here, just good old country music sung like good old country music by a trio of country legends. Their taste in tunes is impeccable, including great read on Harlan Howard's Pick Me Up On Your Way Down. This isn't an album of Highwaymen caliber, and it's hardly a must-own. Hell, Willie will probably make two or three better records this year by year's end. But there's something definitely special about the three of them sharing the same song. Here's a listen to Pick Me Up On Your Way Down.
As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on the way down.
Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong.
That's Willie, Merle, and Ray, the last of the breed. In the latest issue of Esquire, where we hand out our annual music awards, the Eskies, we presented our best soundtrack for getting off your ass to LCD Sound System. Here's what we said. North American Scum, the block-rocking, prisoner-taking first single from LCD Sound System's new Sound of Silver, is the first genuinely monstrous sing-along of 2007. LCD mastermind James Murphy basically invented disco punk, but never has he mustered this much intensity. That it sounds equally fit for the dance floor and your gym's elliptical is less surprising. The new record follows closely on the heels of 45-33, the 45-minute, 33-second-long workout track commissioned by Nike and Apple. Sound of Silver hits stores this week, and if you haven't already heard North American Scum, here's your chance. And if you have, you know you can't get enough. Here's a sample of one of the year's best 99-cent bargains.
You see, I love this place that I've grown to know. All right, North America. And yeah, I know you wouldn't touch us with a 10-foot pole.
That's LCD Sound System with North American Scum. Speaking of Nike commissioned music, Aesop Rock has teamed up with a sneaker company for a follow-up 45-minute commission. Titled All Day, it's a sprawling, mostly instrumental soundscape that finds the MC producer heading in new directions. And like the previous sets from Crystal Method and LCD Sound System, the idea is a soundtrack for a full workout, with ups, downs, ups, and more breathers. The whole track is 45 minutes start to finish, but here's a sample of a piece featuring an Aesop Rock vocal turn.
The sky with a focused temper, two sides covered as a noble gesture. War King's men let the poison fester, when the knucklehead choir sang no surrender. What a pretty lecture you both surrender. Put a strain on the number of folk attending. Aim for the gallery of open hecklers, and the knucklehead choir sang no surrender.
Here's a bummer. Low. The Minneapolis-based Sub Pop band is back for album number 8, and it's anything but upbeat. All soldiers, they're all gonna die, and all the little babies, they're all gonna die. Those are the record's first words. Drums and Guns isn't just the album's title, but also the record's central theme. War is hell, the record suggests, and as a wartime record, it succeeds big time. Check this one out, the second best tune ever called Sandinista. Of course, Kris Kristofferson's comes in first. Here they are, Low, with their Sandinista.
Oh, Sandinista. Oh,
That's low, and here's an odd one. Mary Weiss. Mary Weiss was the lead singer of the Shangri-Las, they of Leader of the Pack fame. And now she's back with her first album in four decades. Her voice is very much intact. It's strong and warm. And while the songs leave something to be desired, there's still plenty of attitude. Check this one, a tune called You're Never Gonna See Me Cry, that shows the influence of her voice, think Chrissie Hynde, and features a Leader of the Pack style spoken section.
The lies that you told all drag me down. It's your turn to feel hurt now. You find me hanging around. You're never gonna see me cry. I told you my last goodbye.
That's Mary Weiss, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Macy Gray, Jack Ingram, and the Claxons. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.